You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we're breaking open another week of broadcast right now. Welcome, my friends. It is Monday, the 20th of October 2003. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And Saturday, I do a show with John Statmiller from 1 to 4 p.m. Real Talk Radio. And we had some of the family of Terry Schiavo or Schiavo, Schindler, and minutes after a Catholic Monsignor was refused to give the last rites. We had him on the show. It's since broken in WorldNet Daily and in the Associated Press. She was refused the last rites. This woman has never been in a coma. She was in a wheelchair the last 13 years up until Wednesday when they pulled her feeding tube and put her in a hospital bed. She went on morphine yesterday for the extreme pain. She's been conscious with her eyes open the last 4 or 5 days while they've been doing this to her. And right now, the damage is irreparable. She could be brought back to a certain point, but massive kidney damage and other problems set in, according to the medical facts of what death by dehydration and starvation does. We have a track record of what this does. And in 30 minutes, I have Wesley Smith. He writes for a lot of big publications, including the Wall Street Journal. You want to know about the culture of death and the fact that Terry is just one of thousands of people they've done this to. He lists hundreds of people in one of his best-selling books who are talking awake, who are begging, please don't kill me. Water, 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 water. I mean, it's vegetative now. If you're begging, please give me water. See, they just change definitions. I'm told that some of the Schindler family who we had on Saturday, and we've had, of course, the mother and father on in the past, are there across the street waiting to come back on the show. So here in about 10 minutes, we're going to bring them on. And we got Wesley Smith coming on, and there's a bunch of other news we'll be getting to as well, globally, internationally. The Free Trade Group of the Americas is meeting right now to try to expand NAFTA and GATT. There's almost no news coverage of this, though I have a Miami Herald story about it. There's new gun bills. There's a bunch of new developments with Israel threatening to nuke everybody, and World War III, not on the horizon, but right in our backyard now. A bunch of Big Brother developments. It's a big, big show lined up for you, whether you're listening at night or in the morning or in the middle of the afternoon, depending on where you are situated on this beautiful planet, circling the sun two-thirds of the way out on the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy. And my job is to stand up against tyranny. That's all our jobs. We have liberty and freedom because our forefathers and mothers did stand up against tyranny, and we're losing that freedom, and tyranny's growing right now. The good news is, everybody agrees that I talked to, from Ron Paul to myself, the people are waking up. The dollar's continuing to plunge, though. Interest rates are about to go back up. A lot of key economic news we're going to get to as well. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Freshly updated are the websites Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We also have JonesReport.com and some other great websites like Infowars.net. But we're going to break and come back and talk to some of the folks there at the vigil that's grown. They're on the ground across the street from the death mill in Pinoma, in Pinellas Park, Florida. Also, special session called in state legislature. Speaker of the House, Johnny Byrd, introduced Terry's bill. We want to commend Johnny Byrd for trying to save this woman's life. And this is a precedent-setting case. Very important. Also, some of the latest developments, again, from the family. And Terry Schiavo denied last rites. Catholic Monsignor forbidden to put crumb of holy wafer in dying woman's mouth. I'm not a Catholic, folks, but regardless, I mean, Christians take communion, and this is her last rites for her religion. This is blasphemous. blasphemous. And, of course, it broke right here on this network Saturday as it happened. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Hi, my name is Donald from TheGoldenAnswer.com. Everyone knows that they need to own gold and silver. You see the headlines every day. It's the only safe haven in these turbulent times. Many of you want to acquire gold, but you can't afford it. TheGoldenAnswer.com is a private club, and our members acquire gold at 40 cents on the dollar. That's right, just 40 cents on the dollar. Our layaway leverage plan will help you stockpile real wealth. Now, obviously, there's a catch, but we believe in you. We believe in your desire to be secure. We believe in your desire to be free. Our plan is simple. Only our club members can open a layaway contract by putting down a 40% deposit. The balance is paid off by getting five other people into the club and to open a contract. We are the answer, the golden answer to securing your future in gold and silver bullion at 40 cents on the dollar. For more information, visit us at thegoldenanswer.com or give us a call at 1-800-710-1090. That's 1-800-710-1090.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, there in Pinellas Park, Florida, where they have the hospice where Barry Schindler, everybody keeps calling her the name of her estranged husband, but it's really Terry Schindler, you know her as Kievo, is dying right now, and they've had her on morphine since yesterday. Saturday, while I was live on the air, we had the Monsignor on minutes after he was refused to give her the last rites and Holy Communion, which is needed in the Catholic faith before death, and it's just horrible, folks. It's absolutely horrible, and this is a precedent-setting case. But it's happened to thousands of other people. Wall Street Journal writer and best-selling author is joining us in about 25 minutes, Wesley Smith, to educate us on the fact that this has been widespread for over 5 years in this country and is becoming more and more widespread, and yes, common, with people who have more motor function than Terry. Okay, and so that's coming up. We have Roberta Rhodes, who's a longtime listener of this network, who has been there giving the phone to the Monsignor and to some of the nurses who have been involved in Terry's fight. and to some of the family. We, of course, have had the mother and father on in the past and have gone over this, but this shows how it's not just going to be abortion. It's going to expand out from there, and this is, again, a precedent-setting case because they want to be able to get rid of this aging population. The United States is going to have the oldest population on average in the world in 15 years. A massive elderly population where the country's demographics are going to look like Florida in just a few short years. We're already one of the oldest populations in the world, and that's all being now replaced by immigrants from other countries. And this culture of death is being set up. Then, coming up, we're going to get into torture, now routine for Putin's police, and they're making it routine here as well. Skilled workers mount opposition to free trade as jobs move overseas. And the Miami Herald reports, trade representatives discuss free trade zone of the Americas, radically expanding NAFTA and GATT into global government. That's how the EU started. That was as a so-called free trade deal. So that's coming up. We'll give you the developments on that meeting that's taking place in Miami right now. We will get into Blair having heart problems yesterday. We're going to get into the latest developments in Baghdad, what's happening with Israel and Syria, and how they're threatening to nuke everyone, and this massive move into World War III. It's all coming up on the show today, plus new developments, handwritten notes by Princess Diana saying that she was afraid that the royal family would have her murdered. And we know she was pregnant with these wealthy Arabs' child, and it's obvious that they did have her killed. We already knew this years ago. And, in fact, many people in British polls believe the government killed her, but this is mainstream news. We'll be going over that. And more news of the government of the Philippines carrying out terror to blame it on their political enemies, and more on the British government carrying out terror to blame it on their political enemies, all from mainstream news, re-breaking yet again with new developments. Right now, we're going to go to Roberta Rhodes there in Pinellas Park, Florida, right across the street from where Terry is dying. And, Roberta, thank you for coming on the show to give us an update.
Thank you very much for having us, Alex. This is just an awesome time right here, right now. And Robert is available to talk. This is her brother that you spoke with Saturday on Real Live Radio.
This is Robert Schindler.
Yes, this is Terry's brother. And anything you want to ask him, I know last night, rather late, he had an opportunity to go in with Terry and came back very encouraged. If you should happen to lose us, it's simply because my phone is losing power.
I understand, Roberta. Go ahead and give us to Robert.
You can also, the network, call back on the phone number that was given by the brother-in-law, and it's his phone that's fully charged in case you should
okay,
happen to lose him.
Okay, fantastic, yes. Roberta. Go ahead and give
Robert.
Us to the brother of Terry.
Yes.
This is Robert
Schindler. Right now, Alex. Thank
Robert
you very
Schindler.
Much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Hello?
Mr. Schindler, thanks for coming back on.
Well, thanks for having me.
A bill has been introduced, Terry's law, to try to stop the execution of your sister. Can you give us the latest developments, please?
Well, we're waiting to hear. I was under the understanding that it was going to begin at 12 p.m. today. So we've been calling the Florida legislators, specifically Senator King, and asking him to please pass this this law or this bill immediately.
Well, that's very encouraging. You saw your sister last night. Can you describe the condition she's in after, 5 days of being denied water?
Yeah, she's, I tell you, she's a fighter. She's she seems to be doing okay, holding her own. She's still alert. You know, we went in and we gave her a kiss. We told her to hang on, and we told her to you know, to hang in there, that we're still out here fighting for her. So we just try to encourage her to hang in there, and so far she looks pretty good. I'd like just to say something real quick, Alex. There is so much misinformation about my sister's condition out there. Terry is disabled. She is extremely alert. She always has been. She responds to her family. She tries to communicate. She constantly and consistently tries to speak with us when we go in and see her. There's been so much wrong and misinformation that has been put out to the press by Michael and Michael's attorney, that the public and the media and the way they've handled this case, there's still people coming up to me today under the belief that Terry's on a ventilator, that there's no awareness, and that she's a vegetable, and it is completely, completely wrong.
Robert Schindler, brother of Terry Schiavo Schindler, Robert, this is the point I made Saturday, that it's the media is very culpable in this because AP, Reuters articles, Miami Herald articles say, quote, of vegetables having her feeding tube taken. Your sister for 13 years has been able to swallow food, is alert, smiles, cries when she sees family. There's video at terriesfight.org, links to that at infowars.com. And this, again, is a precedent-setting case. We've got Wesley Smith coming on later, Wall Street Journal writer, to talk about hundreds of people who have been talking, begging for food and water, who are being killed. This is a wicked precedent being set. What would you like to say to the members of the press that hear this show that go along with this lie saying that she's a vegetable?
Well, they're choosing to believe Michael's doctors. And Michael's doctors, if you did any kind of research, they're all well-known for the right-to-die beliefs. The media is ignoring over a dozen doctors that we've had come forward and saying that Terry can be helped significantly.
And the right-to-die movement is funded by the federal government, the Peter Singers of the world. They want to get rid of infirm people.
Well, that's correct. And that is why no one is allowed to see Terry except the family. That is why we cannot take any pictures of Terry, because if the public saw Terry's true condition, they would be outraged.
Now, for those who don't know, you've gotten video out before. Now a judge and others have been threatening you guys not to take more photos. Can you describe that for us?
Well, we did release a video in contempt of a court order. And again, it was to show how much communication or how much recognition there is between Terry and her mother. You can clearly see when Terry is in my mom's presence, or my mom is in Terry's presence, she is trying so desperately to communicate. But her husband has denied any type of therapy for 10 years because he's the guardian and he has this power. And therefore, Terry has been confined to a hospital bed for the last 10 years. And this is the best way that she knows how to communicate. It is an absolute travesty what they have done to this poor woman.
Now, she had broken bones when she came in as well 13 years ago. And that was all sealed. That has now come out. Doctors and medical workers who were involved treating her say that she could have been rehabilitated. She's even been denied for 10 years having her teeth brushed. This, I would call this torture.
Well, certainly. And this judge has helped to aid Michael and his attorney into killing my sister. Every time we try to get something done as far as any type of investigation, it's blocked by this Judge Greer here in Pinellas County. And it's just been absolutely frustrating that we can't get any help from any of the agencies that are in place to help Terry.
Now, sir, according to the doctors, the medical experts, after 3 days of being denied water, kidneys start to shut down. I guess there's no way with tests, because no one can touch her, to find out. But you're saying after 4 or 5 days of this, 4.5 days, she is still conscious with her eyes open.
She, as far as we know, Terry looks, she looks pretty good to us right now. And we're praying to God something's going to happen today. To stop this absolute madness. This is insanity. I'm in there looking at my sister, and I can't. It's beyond comprehension that she is sitting there starving to death. I got to tell you, it's one of the most difficult things I've ever had to experience, and I can't imagine the pain my parents are going through right now.
Well, it goes to the heart of this culture of death. I can't imagine what that would be like as a parent. Now, Robert, the Monsignor, we had him on minutes after he was denied giving her the last rites. Can you tell us what's developed since then?
Nothing. He's still, as far as I know, he's still not allowed to administer Holy Communion to my sister. He was just going to break a piece of the Holy Communion off, dip it in wine, and place it on my sister's lip. And Michael's attorney would not allow it to happen, and that's still in place. And I might add that there is no court order. They have not produced a court order that says that Terry cannot be fed.
And these are private police officers, I would add, that have been hired. So basically, it's just lawlessness in there.
Well, they told the Monsignor that if he tried to give Terry Holy Communion, that he would be arrested.
Have you called the police to point out, because I had read and also heard that these are rent-a-cops, off-duty police doing this, I don't believe that's legal or lawful.
Well, I don't believe they're off-duty police. I think they're part of the police force at Pinellas Park.
Okay, but I heard that 20 of them were rent-a-cops.
No, I'm not sure of that, sir. I'm not sure. But they are there in the room, and they are there at the front gate. And there's three checkpoints that we have to go through to visit my sister.
Unbelievable, Robert Schindler. Can we call back in a little while and check back in with you, sir?
Sure. Am I able to give the phone number in Tallahassee where if you'd like to call and put pressure on the legislator?
I'll tell you what. We've got a short break here. We'll put you on hold. We'll come right back to you in a few minutes, sir. You can give those numbers out and folks can get their pens and paper ready. I'm Alex Jones, and we're talking about Terry's fight for her life.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute. P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon 97530.
I've lost 10 pounds with the collagenate so far. Give it a try. Worked good for me. I'm going to have to go get remeasured because my pants are getting kind of baggy on me. My stomach is not there no more. It's really very easy. Helps me sleep good, lose weight, tones me up. Hey, I like it.
Trying to lose weight for someone in a wheelchair is extremely frustrating, and the first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds. When I heard about the collagenate, I heard this lady that had to be in bed all the time, and she was gaining weight, so she took the collagenate. And so I called. The first month that I tried it, I lost 6 pounds, and I've lost 9 inches off my waist.
What are you waiting for? Vim & Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, which means a leaner, healthier you. Call Vim & Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446 and get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. Lose fat the safe and healthy way with Vim & Vigor's collagenate. That's 1-800-622-8446.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. I've heard some talk show hosts say, well, they do this to people all the time. They kill people who are conscious all the time by denying them water. That's the main way they do it, their dehydration, and they put them on morphine, which makes the body even shut down quicker. They claim to stop the pain. And Terry's been going into the fifth day now of dealing with this there in Pinellas Park, Florida. But we can't become desensitized or acclimate and accept this. They're trying again to set this precedent nationwide, worldwide, to get rid of aging or infirm populations because of the new socialist system. Why we don't want to pay for it. It's really sick, and this culture of death crowd just makes me sick. Talking to Robert Schindler, and this is the brother of Terry Schiavo Schindler, and Robert is there right across the street. He was in to see his sister yesterday through all the checkpoints. She is still conscious, unbelievably, and he's now on the line with us, and Robert wanted to give out the phone numbers of some of the local constabulary to try to counter what's happening down there in Florida. Also, a bill has been introduced, special session called in state legislature. Speaker of the House, Johnny Byrd, introduced Terry's bill at noon today. It's right about now. The governor of Florida, Jeb Bush, has called a special session of the Florida legislature for Monday, October 20th. That's because of your pressure, folks. 2003, at the time, Florida Speaker of the House will introduce Terry's bill by Florida law, two-thirds majority vote, required to have a topic entered. And thank you for coming back on, Robert. How can people get involved and call these numbers?
Okay, you can call. It's 850, area code 850.
Now, sir, what number is this?
This is the number I'm calling you is the House of Representatives in
okay.
Tallahassee.
Okay.
And this number is
850.
488. 6026.
Okay, so that's 850-488-6026. Go ahead.
And this number is Senator King. Now, Senator King has already come out and said he will not support the bill, which would kill it. And this is his number. It's 850-487-5229. And we're asking people to pass Terry's bill. And that's Terry Schiavo. Can I also give out Terry's website address?
Yeah, terriesfight.org.
Yeah.
Those numbers again for Senator King, 850-487-5229. 850-487-5229. The general number for the legislature, 850-488-6026. And what exactly will the bill do?
It puts a temporary... A temporary moratorium on all pending cases like my sister. So that would immediately stop what is happening here so that they can review the laws of Florida. That's my understanding of what this bill is.
The bill would put an immediate moratorium on all dehydration and starvation deaths currently pending in Florida, or a legislative stay of execution for Terry. And I would point out this is cruel and unusual when you call the legislature. An axe murderer can't be put to death by dehydration, one of the most painful forms of death. But this is happening to Terry. We're talking to her brother, Robert Schindler. Very important to call those numbers. Anything else you'd like to add, Robert?
Hello, I'm sorry.
No, I understand there's a big crowd there. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, just please keep Terry in your prayers today. Today's a very important day. We're hopeful that something will happen, and God will have mercy on her.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert, and we will check back in with you throughout the day when you're able, and God bless. We'll be praying for you and the family and Terry.
Thank you for your help, Alex.
Take care. All right. We're going to give you the big overview now. We've looked down on the micro view. Now we'll look at the larger view of this and just how widespread it is when we get back with Wesley Smith, who's a Wall Street Journal writer and bestselling author who has been around the country watching them kill people who are talking, begging, please give me water, it hurts. They'll then come in and give them morphine to knock them out. But that's coming up here in the next segment. We're just going to have Mr. Smith on for 30 minutes. Then in the second and third hour, we'll continue to have updates on this, but I'm going to shift gears into the economy, into the Second Amendment, into the police state, into looming World War III with Israel threatening to use nuclear weapons all over the Middle East, the pending draft coming up, more on the murder now coming out, mainstream news of Princess Diana, something we've already known because she was pregnant with an Arab man's daughter, child, which enraged the royal family, and she wrote in letters that was the fact. So that's coming up as well. Big show with a lot of vital information as we pull back the veil and reveal the just absolute corruption and wickedness of the globalists and what their mindset is, what type of world they're creating for us and our our family. So it's all coming up after this quick break. And, yes, we'll have open phones here on the show as well. If you've got any questions for Wesley Smith, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, John Stattmiller here, and I have a question for you. Are you having an energy crisis? No, I'm not talking about the rising cost of gasoline. I'm talking about you, personally. Do you have the energy you need to do all the things in life that you need to do? If you're like most people, the answer is no. And that extra cup of coffee or an afternoon candy bar is not the solution. There's a safe and effective way to energize your life naturally. It's called Be Alive Royal Jelly. If you haven't tried it yet, you're missing out on one of nature's best-kept secrets. Made naturally in a beehive, not manufactured in a lab, Royal Jelly is used by people around the world for energy, vitality, and stamina. Call Be Alive today to find out more. Call toll-free 866-321-1900 to order your supply of energizing Be Alive Royal Jelly and ask how you can get a free one-month supply with your order. Call toll-free 866-321-1900. Tell them John sent you and put an end to your energy crisis with Be Alive Royal Jelly. 866-321-1900.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7099 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, here in a few minutes we're going to go to Wesley Smith, who writes for a lot of national publications, including the Wall Street Journal, best-selling author about the culture of death. It's growing in America. Last Friday I read an article out of The Age in Australia about a sickly child being Hitler's venture into the death camps, and how it started with blind people, retarded children, and how it led on to millions and millions of Jews and Germans and people that, and Poles, people that didn't go along with the system. Before we go to Wesley Smith, I want to encourage all the listeners to get a pen and paper, because it's very important that we break the conditioning of the American people, that we show them the big picture. And my documentary films and the book I've written and the other book I've published do this. The newest films expose government-sponsored terror. September 11th, Oklahoma City, that's all covered in Road to Tyranny. Part two of that, Masters of Terror, details the plethora of evidence on 9/11 and how to expose it. My new film, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, gets into PNAC, what the New World Order is, from their own statements. Homeland Security, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Ashcroft's lies, the government-run white slavery rings, the DynCorp and the UN have been caught running, gets into the gun control, the forced inoculation, the FEMA camps, the foreign troops. It's an amazing documentary. The new book I've published is Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, over 300 pages. Covers the history of government-sponsored terror in the UK, the U.S., Israel, the admissions out of mainstream news where they've caught them doing this. It gets into how terror organizations, including Nazi groups, are controlled by MI6, German intelligence, and the FBI. You need to get this new book. It's $19.95. Get a second copy to give as a gift for only $11.95 when you get one copy. My book is Descent into Tyranny, covering government-sponsored terror as well. It's excellent. Only $12, over 200 pages. Bottom line, your purchase also supports this broadcast and what we're doing. So go to InfoWars.com, go to PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the great items we have to offer, or call toll-free to order the videos or the books or the audio cassettes or CDs, 1-888-253-3139. Your Christmas gifts are handled, folks. I also authorize listeners to make copies of my videos to spread the word to air them on Access TV. Who else does that? We won't have an effect unless you get these videos and make copies and get them out to people. That's the power of the population, of the individual, together, working together. 1-888-253-3139. Operators are there right now to take your order. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And the videos are $25.95 a piece, all over 2 hours. Order three or more of the nine titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. That's a substantial discount. Do the math. So, again, don't wait. Take action now and wake America up. We're having a huge effect, and I want to commend those that have gotten the films and have made the copies and have taken action. Now, we talked about Terry Schiavo, Schindler. We've had her parents on, her brother on. She's now into day five of them pulling the feeding tube. She's not in a coma. She's awake. She's smiling. Her eyes are open. This is 13 years of torture. And now they've denied Holy Communion. Last rites for Saturday as we were on the air live. We then had the priest on right after they denied him this. The police threatened to arrest him. But it's not just Terry. You're hearing about it because the family's fighting back and people are now becoming aware of this. We've been having Wesley Smith on for years. And to give us the big view of what's happening and the hundreds of people that we know that this has been done to, and it's certainly thousands, people who are talking, begging for food and water. Wesley Smith, thank you for coming on the show, sir.
Thank you for having me, Alex, and good morning.
Give us an overview of your study of this, just how bad it is, what's behind it, and how we can stop it.
Well, what's behind it, frankly, is the bioethics movement, which is sort of resurrecting eugenics, which says that we can differentiate between the people who are fit and unfit, or better and not as good. And starting around the mid-1980s, and perhaps even earlier, the bioethics movement began to agitate and press, and realize these folks come out of the high universities, they're part of the medical intelligentsia. I mean, this wrongness that is being imposed on our country, this destruction of the sanctity of life ethic, is being imposed from the top down. This is not what the people want. It's what the few self-appointed, self-important betters want, if you catch my drift. And they've decided that as part of the right to refuse unwanted medical treatment, which I generally support, for example, if you get cancer and you don't want to have chemotherapy, no one should be able to force you to have chemotherapy.
And that's just right to refuse treatment or right to go home and die.
This isn't right
to die. This is the government setting the precedent with these bioethics boards to just kill people.
That's right. This is no right to live. So I want to, as part of that discussion of people, remember, people used to be hooked up to machines and all that stuff. As part of the discussion about giving people the right to say no to unwanted medical treatment, what ended up being dealt with was if people are cognitively disabled and need a feeding tube and are unable to make decisions for themselves because they're incapacitated, then who decides and what should be the criteria? And unfortunately, what came out of the Nancy Cruzan case was that food and fluids delivered through a feeding tube would be deemed medical treatment that could be withdrawn and withheld, and that the decision could be made by other people. And subsequent to that, what's now happening is dehydration deaths imposed on defenseless people based not on written advance directives, but on the most casual statements imaginable. For example, in the Schiavo case, and this testimony is very uncredible as we can get into, Michael, the husband who wants his wife dead so he can remarry, he's already had two children with his fiance, and they want to get married, but his wife is still alive. Kind of gives a whole new meaning to the term till death do us part, doesn't it? He said that during a movie, Terry once said about Karen Ann Quinlan, who was a incapacitated woman whose parents successfully obtained the right to remove a respirator. She said, if I were in that condition, he says, I wouldn't want to be kept alive by tubes. Well, that is a very casual statement during a movie, and the judge
said... Even true.
And I don't think it is true, and I'll tell you why. In 1990, when after Terry collapsed, Michael brought a medical malpractice case, and he brought it to the jury, and he said, you know, I want to take care of my wife for the rest of my life. I'm going to become a nurse so I can do that. I love her so much. And he brought forward a therapist who, with a specific therapy plan to help her improve. See, a lot of doctors are saying she can be improved, that she might even be able to be weaned off that feeding tube. The jury awarded Michael $1.3 million in a medical malpractice award. $300,000 went into his pocket for loss of companionship and so forth, which is pretty typical in these kinds of cases. The money went to the lawyers. But $750,000 went into a trust fund that was supposed to be to help Terry get better or at least improve.
And he then instantly said, you can't even brush your teeth. You can't
exactly.
give her antibiotics. You can do nothing for
exactly.
her.
Exactly, nothing. Once the money was in the bank and realized that if she died, he would have inherited every dime of that. Suddenly, he did not only did he not give her any rehab, but as you said, he would not even let the nursing home brush her teeth, which demonstrates what he thought about his wife and his great concern for her well-being and her dignity and her safety. There's an affidavit under penalty of perjury by a nurse who cared for Terry in the mid-1990s who said he used to go into the nursing home and say, hasn't that bee died yet? And if she'd get sick, he'd get very excited because he thought she was going to die. When she hadn't died by 1998, he petitioned the court to remove the food and fluids through the tube. And here's where I think the real bad guy is in this whole case. It's not so much Michael, because you know there are people like Michael in the world. The real bad guy to me is Judge George Greer of the Sixth Circuit in Florida, because judges are supposed to protect the defenseless against people who would take advantage of them and use them and kill them. But this judge, instead of saying, look, Michael, you're engaged to be married, you're having children with your fiancé, you'll inherit the money that's left in that trust fund if she dies. You know what? Her parents want to take care of her for the rest of her life. So, Michael, you go on with your life, fine.
You're losing your guardianship, which,
right.
by the way, we've had the Schindlers on, the parents. They tricked them days after she was hurt, mysteriously, into signing over rights to, quote, streamline things.
Right. And I know the Schindlers. I've met them. And talk about heroes. Mr. Schindler has spent every dime he has. As you know, he's a man in his late 60s. He has also spent through every dime of his retirement fund. So he doesn't have a retirement anymore because he's trying to save his daughter's life. The lawyer, Pat Anderson, who has done a brilliant job in trying to defend Terry's life, will never get paid what she's owed, and she's aware of it, but she's doing what a lawyer should do in a case like this. She's standing up for the defenseless. And what happened was this judge allowed Michael to stay in charge of the care, even though, as we said, he wants to get married, even though he'd inherit money, even though he wouldn't let the nursing home brush his wife's teeth.
Well, if he said all that Wesley, if he said under testimony he wanted to be a nurse to take care of her, and then he removes care, isn't that perjury?
One would think at the very least it would call into tremendous question his credibility when he comes now to Judge Greer and says, oh, she said she wouldn't be kept alive like this. And then his brother says, oh, I heard that too, and his sister-in-law. But you know what? The parents never heard anything like that. The rest of her friends never heard anything like that. Her brother and sister never heard anything like that. Yeah, and Terry's a Catholic. And under Catholic moral teaching, that would not be permitted in this circumstance.
All right,
because
she's
not suffering.
We're talking to Wesley Smith, Wall Street Journal writer, best-selling author. We'll tell you about some of those books in a minute. But look, Wesley, the big view, because I've had you on 2-3 years ago where...
The big view is that the bioethics movement is saying that people like Terry Schiavo are no longer persons, and that they are no longer fully human, and that they no longer have the right to life. And let me tell you what else they're going for. They want to start using people like Terry as a natural resource. And let me read you something very quickly from the current issue of Critical Care Medicine. Now, Alex, Critical Care Medicine is the medical journal for the specialists who do intensive care work and that kind of thing. This is not Joe's medical journal online. You know what I'm saying? This is big time.
This is prestigious.
Prestigious, thank you, that's the proper word. Reputable, big time medical journal. This is two doctors from Harvard University. Quote, we propose that individuals who desire to donate their organs and who are either neurologically devastated or imminently dying should be allowed to donate their organs without first being declared dead. In other words, once you dehumanize people like Terry and say she's not a person because she doesn't have sufficient cognitive capacities, not only do we have the right to kill her and get a good night's sleep, but there are many at the top levels of organ procurement medicine and in bioethics movement who look at her as a harvestable commodity. You know, she's got that liver. She doesn't need it as much as the guy in the next bed who may have greater cognitive capacities. So this is what happens when you begin to dehumanize people and say we're not equal.
And Dr. Peter Singer, the who speaks before the governor's conference from Princeton, he calls babies mackerel, old people worthless, retarded children.
Right, and Peter Singer is at Princeton precisely because he does not believe that each and every one of us has equal moral worth. He doesn't believe in the sanctity of life ethic. He believes that animals are equal to people. He's the father of the animal liberation movement, which is as radical and subversive as it gets. And you notice that movement is now getting deeply into violence and terrorism. And he is also the one who said parents should have a year within which to keep or kill their babies based on the baby not being a person, not based on disability, but not being a person. And Peter Singer is also the one who advocated that bestiality was okay because it's just two animals rubbing body parts together.
And again, the governor's conference has him speak. He's given all this attention. The establishment
right.
loves this. This should scare the daylights out of everyone. This is straight out of Nazi Germany. Wesley Smith, people aren't aware of the fact, you know, the news keeps saying there's a woman in the vegetable, a bunch of kooks are upset that they're taking her feeding tube. People go, oh, let her die, because we've all been conditioned by the, you know, by the sitcoms and the dramas of how great this movement is and how loving Kevorkian is when he's not caught in a dark room with dead bodies losing his medical license. This is a pack of sickos taking control. The government doesn't want to take care of old people money-wise. They want the organs. They're setting this precedent. Can you talk a little bit about all the people they've been killing who are begging for food audibly?
Well, there's a case from Florida again. It's very interesting. So much happens in Florida, named Marjorie Nybert, and I write about this case in my book, Forced Exit. And she had been the chairman of the Chamber of Commerce in Cincinnati, and she was visiting her brother in Alabama when she had a stroke. And she was not terminally ill. She was seriously disabled by the stroke, and she had difficulty swallowing, so they put in a feeding tube so she wouldn't swallow and aspirate. You know, if you'd swallow wrong and food gets into your lungs, you can get pneumonia, and that can kill you. So they put in a feeding tube as they began to give her therapy to help her relearn how to swallow. It turned out that she was not going to be able to relearn how to swallow, that her stroke had disabled her ability to do that. So the proper thing would have been to keep the feeding tube in and let her go on, because she wasn't terminally ill. Well, guess what? She had once said if she were terminally ill, she would not want to be on tubes. And I think, you know, when people say that, what they generally mean are these machines that, you know, you're hooked up with something in every orifice. And so her brother said, okay, because of that, I'm not going to give her tube and food and water through the tube. And she was put in a nursing home and began to dehydrate to death, and she started asking and begging for food and water. She'd say, I talked to her, the lawyer who was appointed for her. She'd say, honey, can I please have some food? I'm so thirsty. Can I please have some water? And the nurses started sneaking her food and water. They were so wigged out by this and so upset. Finally, when Marjorie hadn't died on schedule, it takes about 10 to 14 days to die, the nursing home staff or administration realized something was going wrong here because she was still alive. Meanwhile, a nurse or someone else was so upset they blew the whistle. And so there was a very quick public investigation, and a Florida judge gave gave this lawyer 24 hours, and his task was not to determine whether she should live or die, but whether she had the competence to withdraw the power of attorney she had given her brother. By that time, after almost a month of no food and water, she was no longer competent, which is what the lawyer reported back, and the judge said, well, then she cannot have food and water. She's not competent to ask for the medical treatment of food and water, and even though she was begging to be fed, he dehydrated her to death.
Now, you didn't hear that on the nightly news. Wesley Smith has written about it in the Wall Street Journal. Hundreds of such people. He's written two books about it. You didn't know Kevorkian was caught in the dark with dead bodies and lost his medical license and is a sicko ghoul, did you? But it's a fact. These people are sick demons.
Well, Jack Kevorkian wanted, you know, he is presented by the mainstream media as the retired doctor who helps terminally ill people kill themselves. Well, that's not true. First off, he wasn't retired. He was unemployable. His last job had been as an ambulance driver here in California, and he couldn't even keep that. When he had been a practicing physician, he had not treated living patients. He was a pathologist, which is, of course, an honorable profession, but you're not treating living patients. You're looking at tissues, you're deciding whether they're cancerous, and that kind of thing. Thirdly, Jack Kevorkian was never about compassion. He had, before he started killing sick and disabled people, he'd
gone... Hey, stay there, Wesley. We got a break. We'll be right back. He likes dead bodies.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-709 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, it's our final segment with Wesley Smith, and in the next hour I'm going to shift gears into the global and national news and continue with updates on Terry Schindler. I hate to even call her the husband's last name, because that's not who she's really married to, folks. Basically, this is just a sick story, and there's so many of these where people are talking, can I please have some water, honey, and then they'll kick the nurses out, fire the nurses, have a cop stand there while they kill somebody as they beg for food. Then if they beg too much, they'll just drug them out till they're gone. Wesley, continuing here in the last 5 minutes we've got left with key info folks need to know about this. Wesley Smith.
Wait, you know, there's a federal court hearing happening right as we speak in Florida because a federally funded disability advocacy group has now filed a federal lawsuit. And when these folks get involved, it tends to be more meaningful than when individuals do, so there's some hope there. Secondly, there is a special session right now in the Florida legislature, and there's been a bill introduced called Terry's Bill, which would put a forced suspension on all dehydrations and starvation deaths currently pending in Florida until the legislature had a chance to relook at the law as it now exists.
Well, Wesley, this is cruel and unusual. You can't do this to a child killer, but you can do it to some poor woman.
Well, if you did it to a horse, you'd go to jail.
That's a good
point.
If you
do it to a human being and they have a feeding tube, it's called medical ethics.
You can't do this to an animal, but you can do it to a human being.
Exactly right. Because you see, what's happening is a destruction of the sanctity of human life in healthcare public policy.
And they're changing definitions to where vegetative is, honey, can I have some water?
Well, it's getting to the point where what's going on here is a redefinition of what gives life meaning. Instead of life having meaning because one is human, then what's going on is they want to recreate it so that life only has meaning and value if you have a certain quality of life, generally based on cognitive capacities. And that's why the disability rights people are so upset, because they see themselves as the targets.
Well, they are the targets.
Of course they are the targets, and they're aware of it, and they're up in arms about this, and they're working shoulder to shoulder with people who are pro-life, and people who want to support disabled folk, and there's kind of a politically strange bedfellow coalition that's come together to try to stop this culture of death.
Well, that is encouraging that they've been getting away with this the last 6-7 years,
you know,
quietly.
But I think people are beginning to wake up at this particular case, which is not only she being denied a feeding tube, but a judge has said no to giving her the medical rehabilitation that, including a Nobel nominee, said could help her be weaned off the feeding tube. This takes it a step beyond just withholding food and water to, we're not going to give you the treatment so you wouldn't need a feeding tube. And I think this case, and I'm not sure why this one has done it, but I'm glad it has finally awakened people to what's going on, and people are beginning to look at the ivory tower and say, we're not going to follow your lead because you're taking us off a cliff.
Well, Wesley, what happened is the family put up a website. We've interviewed him, you know, on this network going back a year ago.
Right.
And again, people are shining the light, as you began to do. You're probably the most prominent person fighting this, with the most people that tune into what you're writing and what you're doing, and you're out there doing all these radio interviews. But Wesley, would you like to plug a website or your books?
Well, if people are interested in Forced Exit, for your listeners, it's half price. And they can get it through Spence Publishing. This is the updated version of a book that I wrote in 97. It's now updated and revised.
Okay, what's the phone number quickly?
888-773-6782. 888-773-6782.
What about a website?
SpencePublishing.com. Or they can go to my website, www.wesleyjsmith.com.
WesleyJSmith.com. I want to have you back up in the near future for a full hour.
Take care.
Thank you for coming on. God bless. Okay, second hour coming up, and I forgot about this. We got Lou Epton simulcasting with us from Las Vegas on his big AM show, and we're going to open the phones up and cover news. So stay with us. Second hour, straight ahead.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes...